Chapter 3. A Free Man's Wife. In 1844, when she was about 23, Harriet fell in love with John Tubman. John's parents had been slaves, but their master freed his slaves at the time of his death, so John was born free. John and Harriet made plans to marry. Harriet began making a quilt. She sewed it from different scraps of cloth. Sewing was hard work. She wasn't used to holding the needle. It was so small. Again and again she dropped it. It was hard to find a needle on the dirt floor. Still, she kept working until the quilt was done. The finished quilt had many colors: yellow, purple, white, and green. It was the most beautiful thing she had ever owned. When she married John and went to live in his cabin, she took the quilt with her. John was happy with their life. He loved Harriet and liked the money she made. They had a cabin of their own. Life was good. But Harriet was not so content. What if her new owner wanted to sell her? She and John would be separated. She still thought about escaping. She begged John to go north with her. They would follow the North Star. In the North, Harriet would be a free woman. They would both be free. John did not want to leave home. It was too dangerous. What would they eat? How would they live? He told Harriet to put escaping out of her mind. She could not. She told him about the dreams she had. Dreams of freedom. John told Harriet that if she tried to escape, he would tell the master. After that, Harriet began to fear her husband. John did not share her dream. If she wanted to be free, she would have to go north without John. One day, Harriet was working in a field close to a road. A white woman drove up in a buggy. She wore the plain clothes of a Quaker. She began to talk to Harriet. She asked Harriet her name and how she got the scar on her forehead. Harriet knew Quakers didn't believe in slavery. She could talk to the white woman. She could trust her. The woman came again on other days. If no one was watching them, they spoke. She told Harriet that if she ever needed help, she could ask her. In 1849, bad news came to the plantation. Harriet and some of her family were to be sold. Sold! Now she had to escape. She told her brothers. They made a plan. That night, she waited until John was asleep. Then she went to meet her brothers. They moved through the woods. How much noise her brothers made! They grew frightened. Escape was too risky. They were going back. Harriet had to come with them. She said no, she would go alone. But they would not let her. She tried to fight them. They were bigger and stronger. They forced her to return. In 2 nights, a slave trader would be coming for Harriet and her brothers. Harriet faced a hard choice. If she stayed, she would be put on a chain gang. She would probably die on the long walk south. But if she escaped, who would go with her? Not her husband John. Not her brothers. She decided to run away all by herself. She went to bed as usual. When John was asleep, she got up. Packing was easy. She put a little salt pork and cornbread in a bandana. She took the quilt she had made. She didn't dare take more. Harriet slipped out of the house. Finally, she was on her way to freedom, on her way north. Harriet was going to make her dream come true.